KFWB News Talk 980. LA's biggest stories in the morning. Talk about them all day. KFWB News Talk 980. KFWB.com. And now on FM at 93.1 HD3.
Joining us live with the latest on the disaster in the Gulf is AP correspondent Greg Bluestein. You're in Covington, Louisiana. Greg, thanks for being here. So the cap is in place. It was a looser fitting cap than BP had wanted to place on that pipe. It's still a lot of oil is spewing. Are you getting any indication from where you're at as to whether this is doing anything?
Yeah, BP said this morning, that the oil was flowing up. Some oil was flowing up that from that cap. It's still unclear how much and to what extent this will be working. You can still see from the video feed a lot of oil gushing out of the top of the cap. BP says that they built in 4 vents to this cap and that throughout the day they'll be slowly starting to close these vents. If these vents are able to close and they can pump up oil, then it's a sign that this is succeeding.
Yeah, we've been seeing video of birds and other animals washing ashore drenched in oil. Talk about the effort to rescue and wash off the wildlife and what's being done with the animals after they're cleaned up.
Yeah, it's a sad story. As the oil continues to spread throughout the Gulf, it's invading more and more delicate wetlands and marshland areas. And there's volunteers and BP officials and federal officials working all along the coast to try to clean up this marshland and rescue some of the impacted wildlife. But the problem is on these delicate marshland, trying to clean up the oil could actually do more damage than good. I mean, you see people trying to clean up each individual blade of grass and each individual area, but just touching some of this delicate marshland can make it worse.
Yeah, the reeds in the Gulf provide a barrier from storms, and it may actually be easier to clean off a pristine beach than it would be to clean the marshes, right?
Yeah, and that's why there's a strategy along some areas of the coast to try to protect the marsh and let some of the oil, it won't be the end of the world to them to allow some of the oil to get on the beach because it's easier to clean the beach than it is the marsh. So you'll see some of the boom and some of the resources being deployed along these delicate marshlands, sometimes instead of the beaches.
And President Obama is planning to be in the Gulf region today for the second time in 8 days. So do you know what he plans to accomplish there?
We know that he's heading down to one of the Gulf Coast communities. It might be one of these areas that has already been hard hit, like Grand Isle or Port Fouchon. So far, we just think it's going to be a fact-finding mission. He's going to be talking with more residents who are expressing their anger. Last night, I was at a listening session, which is more like a venting session, in Grand Isle, which is on the sort of front lines of the oil spill. And people there are frustrated and fed up. They say they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, and elaborate on that a little bit, because we know the fishing industry has all but been shut down. There are those who work in the oil industry, and there are no doubt opinions about the moratorium on deep well drilling, the 6-month moratorium, and a lot of people count on the revenue in the oil industry flourishing in the area, because you basically have the two industries. You have the fishing industry and the oil industry. So what do they say about that?
Yeah, they basically say sorry isn't enough. They want action. These people have survived hurricane after hurricane, and they've rebuilt. But this actually threatens their way of life. They can't just rebuild. They can't be whole until this oil is gone. And this oil slick is continuing to spread through, and it might be a fact of life for years and even decades to come. So they're frustrated. You can see their anger boiling over from these listening sessions, these venting sessions. People want action.
Greg Bluestein, excellent report. Thank you very much for joining us. Greg is an AP correspondent and joined us live from Covington, Louisiana.
It's 5:36.